I feel as though there's so many conflicting messages out there for working moms. On one hand, everybody says, yes, work hard, climb that ladder in your heels, and you can do it. You can have the career, you can have the kids, you can do it all, you can have it all. And while there is an element to that that I do believe, I also believe that there are trade-offs in that, and that it takes a lot of discipline and motivation in order to get to that point. And at the same time, we also have to look at what we are doing on our family side. We have family responsibilities between kids' sporting activities and making sure that they have bubble baths and they have all of the things that they need for school the next day or daycare. We are running on empty a lot of times. And so when it comes to this concept of self-care, how do we make time for it? How do we really prioritize it beyond just the bubble baths or that glass of wine in a way that is meaningful for us, helps us to reset and recharge? Because we all need that as humans, and even more so as mothers. So today we're going to touch on the topics of motivation versus habits versus discipline, and how we can create and carve out time for ourselves proactively rather than just taking whatever is left at the end of the day and hoping that we have time for ourselves after giving to everyone else all day long. So if you're ready for a little bit more time for yourself, this is the episode for you. And I will say as well, if you are struggling with prioritizing your own self or finding that work-life blend that seems to work best for you, I encourage you to join me in my coaching program where I help working moms redefine what work-life balance or work-life blend really means for them, and then to set key actionable steps in order to obtain that. This is a way for you to really grab hold of your life and live it with intention. For more information on my coaching program, you can go to laceyjungman.com/coach. I'll see you there, and let's go ahead and dive on into how you can prioritize self-care with motivation, habits, and discipline. Let's go. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through. Until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. I am a huge Peloton fan. In fact, I really started getting into Peloton, like most people, during the pandemic, where there wasn't an opportunity or an option to go into the gym or into a workout facility, and more people started working out at home. And I found myself to be in that subset of individuals as well. And I can tell you, I am obsessed. You may have heard me talk about Peloton in previous episodes, as well as on my Facebook page, Working Mom Moments Facebook group. And one of the first things that comes to mind for me of why I love Peloton is the motivation that comes from the instructors. They share nuggets of wisdom that really I take to heart. In fact, I might even be running at times and I'll pull up my phone when I hear something really great that they say and start typing in one of the quotes that they said. And one of those quotes actually that I had typed down while I was running, I know not the safest thing to do in the world, but as I was typing it down, it just resonated with me so much. And what Robin Arzon said, Robin is one of the longest tenured instructors and coaches there at Peloton. She said that discipline is a form of self-love. And I thought that was so fascinating because when we think about self-love or self-care, we often think about the activities or the tasks that we do when it comes to self-care. We think about what we've been told and what we've heard about self-care, which is make time for those bubble baths, go for a run or for a workout, go do the things that fill your bucket and bring you joy. Never mind that as working moms, we really don't have that much time to devote to ourselves because we're giving so much to other individuals, our organizations, and those around us as a whole. And so as she was talking about discipline as a form of self-love, or as I kind of coined it, self-care, it really hit hard because I think often motivation is a driver for us to get things done. And so whether it is we want that time to ourselves, maybe your form of self-care is shopping online. Maybe it's an Amazon scroll. Maybe it's looking at Facebook. Maybe it's watching reels on Instagram. Maybe it is going for a run or for a workout. And whatever your version of self-care or self-love looks like, I do believe that discipline plays a role because motivation is waning, right? So when I just told you that I love Peloton because of the motivational nuggets that they share with me, motivation is the initial spark of the action or the feeling or the thought. And it is transient. It comes and it goes. This is like the surge of energy that propels us as working moms to carve out time for ourselves amidst the daily chaos. But that motivation is not going to be what sustains us. So I'm going to use for the example here, probably because it touches my heart, my form of self-care, self-love, spending time for myself, something that I need to reset and recharge is to get a workout in. And sometimes that means 15 minutes, sometimes that means an hour, right? It depends on the day, it depends on how much time I have to devote. And there are days in which it doesn't happen at all. And in fact, if you do work out every day, I will say rest days are equally as important as workout days. I believe firmly in rest days. And you can often see if you are connected to me on Peloton, you will often see multiple days in a week where I don't have that blue dot of completion because I rest. I need my body to rest. That said, if we go all the way back to motivation, all the great words that the coaches are saying to motivate me are great for the moment. But one, I often forget what they say unless I'm writing it down while running, which I do not recommend. Do not do what I do. So for disclaimer, if anybody decides that they want to work out and then type things on their phone while they're running, I highly recommend you don't. So disclaimer, legally, I'm saying don't do it. My dad always said growing up, he said, don't do as I do, do as I say. And that always stuck with me. So don't do as I do. Do not run while you type, but do as I say, type it out later when you're thinking about it. But that motivation is the fuel that kickstarts our own self-care engine, right? So we have this motivation, this drive, this desire to do it. Sometimes motivation can get us through to that point to actually fulfill what we want to do. Sometimes it's not enough. And so as we think about motivation as like kickstarting the engine of getting us to that point of self-care, it may happen now and again. So if it's your desire, let's say for your self-care, for improved health or increased energy or simply the pursuit of happiness, that motivation will be there to kickstart you, but it is not what is going to drive you for sustainability. And so we lean into habits. I've read the book Atomic Habits, which many of you probably have as well. If you haven't, please put it on your list of must reads. It's a fantastic book about stacking habits. And habits, in contrast to motivation, these are the routines, the rituals woven into the fabric of our everyday lives, from morning meditation to evening skincare routines. We think about habits as really providing structure and consistency. And habits are the building blocks of sustainable self-care. So if we think about motivation, that's like the spark and that's the drive. If you didn't hear me, I was snapping in the background. I'm a snapper by nature. I can't help it. But motivation gets us kickstarted. Habits are the consistency piece, the making sure that yes, we will do this each and every day. I imagine you get up every day and you do similar things, right? If you're not a morning workout person, you might get up, you might scroll on your phone, or you might get up and brush your teeth immediately. I have to brush my teeth immediately. I hate the feeling and the taste that's in my mouth in the morning. And so I brush my teeth as soon as I can in the morning. And then I also do a nasal rinse out of just, I don't know. Those are my habits. We all have habits that we do. So perhaps habits are the next step in getting self-care to a more routine basis. Yet at the same time, habits can streamline self-care practices, but they are not immune to disruption. So if I'm taking the example of self-care for me means maybe a 20-minute walk each and every day, and 20 minutes is what I'm going to do every morning, and I commit to doing that. I commit to getting up at 5 a.m. to get my 20-minute workout in, or 6 a.m., whatever makes sense for you in this example. That is completely hypothetical, but also partially true as well. Then your life's disruption or unpredictability can easily derail even the most ingrained habits. I'm gonna share an example of this. Let's say your kiddo gets up at 4 a.m. and you have to console them, right? Because they're tired, maybe they wet the bed, maybe the baby's hungry, maybe there's an incident, the dog started barking and you woke up at 4 a.m. That can easily derail your habit because it's a life's interruption and unpredictability, right? And so all of a sudden you get up at 4 a.m. or maybe it's 3 a.m. because in the middle of the night something happened and it forced you to get up. And then when that alarm clock goes off at 5 a.m., all of a sudden you hit the snooze button and you're like, you know what, just forget about it, because life can interrupt and those habits are easily derailed at times. And this, my friends, is where I would say discipline enters. Discipline is the unsung hero of self-care for working moms. I would say thinking about motivation, it kickstarts you. The habits are the routines that have to happen, or you commit to having happen, in order to see your own time for self-care appear and grow more gradually. But discipline is what actually forces it to happen. It's the inner resolve that persists even when the allure of the convenience or the demands of the day threaten to derail your own self-care efforts. It's the driving force inside of you. It's unwavering. It is the commitment to say, yes, not only am I motivated, or maybe that motivation isn't there anymore, but I am committing to this habit even when the baby wakes up at 3 a.m. It is the habit and the routine, of course, but it is also your discipline, because habits and routine, they can come and go. It's easy for life to interrupt those, but it is the discipline that allows us that unwavering commitment to one's own being, because it is our true driving force. Motivation can wane and habits can falter, but discipline, the consistency of committing to yourself, is often what gets us through. So I'll give you a perfect example. And I'm using exercise or health in this example primarily because most of the working moms I work with and talk to say they want more time for themselves. And when I ask them, what would you do with more time? They say, I want to get a workout in. I want to feel healthier. I want to walk. I want to go do something for myself. And so for today's purposes, I'm just using this as an example, but maybe this isn't your version of self-care. Maybe your version of self-care is, like I mentioned, scrolling on Amazon. Maybe it's looking on Instagram. It doesn't matter what it is. Today's focus is how to obtain it and maintain it, most importantly. So let's consider this example of a working mom. She's really striving to put her health number one. And so motivation spurred her to join a gym, and habits are helping her to establish her regular exercise routine. So awesome, we got the kickstart. We got her habits of routine and consistency, but all of a sudden, her deadlines from work are looming, and now all of a sudden, her kids' sporting activities are beginning to mount, and it feels like a lot. It's easy for that motivation to wane and to throw it to the side and say, sorry, habit, I don't have time for you. But it is the discipline that ensures she doesn't succumb to the excuses. It's discipline that sees her lacing up her sneakers for a workout, even when every fiber of her being yearns for the comfort of the couch. And similarly, discipline empowers us as working moms to set the boundaries and prioritize the self-care without guilt. And I know that's easier said than done, but I am here today to tell you that you can prioritize yourself, and you deserve it. Your consistency, your commitment to yourself is important. Now, I have another episode coming up when I talk about consistency and how I believe consistency can be a little gray in some areas. It doesn't always have to be black and white. And there are times when inconsistency or a break from that consistency can be exactly what you need in order to juggle it all. But for today's purposes, I want to paint the picture of discipline and how it breeds resilience in the face of setbacks. You can reclaim ownership of your time and well-being when you recognize that self-care is not a luxury but a necessity. And I'm here today to tell you as well that it's okay for moderation. If you typically only work out 45 minutes to an hour every day, that's your commitment, and you say, I can't get that in today, so I'm not going to do it at all, is 15 minutes better than nothing at all? Is 10 minutes better than nothing at all? Give yourself the gift and hold true to yourself during those times when you're ready to say, it's all or nothing. It's black or white for me. I either do the hour of a workout or I don't do it at all. And I am super guilty of this. I usually will say to myself, gosh, if I can't get a good 45-minute workout in, then I'll probably just skip it today. And yet I see my husband, who will pop down to the basement and get on the Peloton, and he'll do it for 15 minutes here. And he'll go back when he has a break in the evening and do 20 minutes later. And he pieces it together because it is that discipline. Even if it's not at the routine exact times, it is the discipline of commitment to himself that he allows for that. So when life throws us curveballs, be it a sick child, a demanding project, and any other unforeseen emergency, maybe it's your parents that are aging and need a little bit more attention than you had ever anticipated. Discipline allows us to adapt without sacrificing our self-care entirely. It doesn't mean that it will happen every single day exactly as you planned for it. It may mean that your habit of waking up at 5:30 in the morning shifts from day to day at times. Maybe it means that you're getting it done at 10 p.m. because that's when you had the time for it due to the interruption of life's unpredictability. But the discipline is the commitment and following through to yourself, being consistent to do it. So to all the working moms striving to juggle the demands of work and family while nurturing your own well-being, remember, I am right here along the journey with you. If you feel like you're not able to identify time for yourself, or maybe your motivation is waning and you can't figure out how to get those habits in line, and certainly discipline is an area in which you're struggling, please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. My coaching program is created for women just like you, trying to figure it out. And it may change from time to time. So give yourself grace. Let's connect. You can find more information at lacyjungman.com/coach. And I look forward to seeing you there. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community, where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments, and be sure to sign up for my insider email at lacyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next working mom moment, have a beautiful day.